Welcome, bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. MrShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa P, a.k.a. Gaston Lucien, Big Daddy Labrador. Today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this day, April 12th, 2026. I know how to read a calendar. That's right. We're recording on the Sabbath. The Sabbath. Today's episode is also rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record labeled as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. A special dedication to Whitey on this episode. A special fuck you dedication to Whitey on this episode. Shout out to you all, you listeners. Continuing with tradition, I'm going to ask you all to applaud your beautiful selves. That's right. I like to start with an applaud because applauding of the self, because if you're like me, you're probably in the habit of always applauding everyone except your own self. And that's right. You're not a hater, just on your own self. That doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Yay! Yeah, welcome. Even if you clicked on this podcast by mistake, thinking I was the other Shut Up Podcast, that's all good. It happens, you know. But assuming you stick around, here's hoping I say something on this episode that resonates and allows us to make history. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website, then ShutUpPodcast401@gmail.com is the email address. Episode 333. I struggle with the, you know, goddamn English language. 333. In today's episode, I will be talking about how watching the splashdown, the Artemis splashdown. What's the right proper word I'm supposed to say? Because the name of the rocket ship is not Artemis. I had to learn that the hard way. But anyways, yeah, watching the splashdown had me thinking of a line that Ice Cube said on one of his tracks. He said, who are they to be equal? Who are they to be equal to? But that's for the final say. But before we do any of that, we're going to start with some quotables and some randomness.
Message!
I did it again. I said some quotables and some randomness. Yeah, I should really distinguish these two icons. All right. This is just, for those who've been following, I've chosen to stick with this new soundboard app that's working on my phone. And this is why I can do shit like
message.
All right. Yeah. And I am so happy with this product. I decided to support them. I believe in supporting good shit, especially when they're not even asking for money. They just say, hey, if you want to support us, go ahead. It's like, man, it's such a good product. It'd be a shame for you to not give it away. It's a shame for you to give it away. Look, this is the most anti-capitalistic thing someone could do. And I'm just grateful. Oh, right. The name of this app is called Soundboard Master. Make sure I got this title right. Soundboard Master. Yes, it is. That's the one. And it's made by, just Google it. Just Google it. All right. That was why I wanted to talk about for this randomness section. I remember when I was thinking about the fact that I was at episode 333, and I was thinking of making it a French episode, or French only, meaning I would only speak to you en français. And I forgot that I made that promise. And the joke is because tree, tree, tree is difficult for me to say. 333. Anyway, yeah, it's difficult for me to say it, like in the way the Queen intended for us to say it. So that's why I'm like, fuck the English language and fuck England. Yeah. You know, there's going to be a lot of fuck this and fuck that on this episode. So you've been warned. Yeah, so all this to say that I'm sticking to tradition, doing it in my own language. All right, I just realized that I forgot to start with quotables. So let me do what I usually do. Hold on a second.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right, now let me, before I jump to the next randomness, let me share with you the two quotes that I had for you today. First one goes, bear with me. I think I'm going to try to see if I could enlarge the fonts. Oh, there we go. All right. Manipulative people are often deeply offended by boundaries because boundaries and the free access they had to you. They do not mind when they are disrespectful, dismissive, or invasive, but the second you protect your peace, they act wounded. That reaction tells you everything. Your boundary is not cruel. It is simply inconvenient to someone who was benefiting from your lack of one. Sometimes growth looks like being willing to disappoint people who felt entitled to your silence. There's a lot I can say about this post. Even as I was thinking about it, I was thinking about all the things that I want to say, but I forget. But this is not the final focus of today's episode. So I will let it meditate, let it marinate in your mind. But this same week, I read the quote, because this is what inspired me choosing this quotable. I had read this quote that went, something about how people hate you when they can't control you. And it had me thinking, if you're trying to control someone, you don't really have respect for them. So maybe their hatred is probably a good thing. Do you know what I mean? Anyways. Next quote goes, this one is going to, bear with me as I recite it for you, right? God damn it. Don't you hate when you go to a website and pop up, and all right. It's not even a porn. All right, okay, let's go. It goes, me. Elvis was a hero to most. I said Elvis was a hero to most. I don't think y'all hear me. I said Elvis was a hero to most, but he never meant shit to me. You see, straight up racist, that sucker was simple and plain. Motherfuck him and John Wayne.
Message.
Because I'm black and I'm proud and I'm ready and I'm amped. Plus I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear on no stamps. All right. One more time.
Message.
All right. That's it for quotables. Let's jump into, more randomness.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. Where was I? Yeah, I already talked about how this episode will not be a French episode, but one day, je vais juste seulement vous parler en français. Seulement. Okay? But pour moi aujourd'hui, stick to the script. Money over bitches, niggas, stick to the script. All right. I'm reading a new book, gang. And it's called, you think I would have prepared the title. It's called Dungeon Crawler Carl. On a previous episode, I mentioned how I was fiending from some sci-fi and a sci-fi book. And I decided to go with this one just because it was recommended. And I felt like the universe was conspiring for me to read it, to go for it. And all I'm going to say for now is it's funny. It's freaking hilarious. And but super weird. There's a talking cat. It's really funny. I won't say silly, but it's really funny, but it's weird. And when I say weird, it's more like weirdest thing I've ever read. Not like, oh, I'm high. Weird, but just like someone was really trying to be fun. The guy's in a video. You know what? I can't explain it. I'm just saying that so far I've enjoyed myself, and who knows? Maybe I'll have something to talk about. It's a good distraction. It's doing what it needs to be, what it needs to do, which is distract me from the crazy world that I live in.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
Okay. I have this habit of pressing all the wrong buttons, sometimes pressing the wrong buttons, but practice. For today, I wrote what I like. You know what I love about math? Math was really my favorite topic in high school. In college, it was a bit of a struggle because I had to, this shit was making me earn it. But one thing I've at the core of math is there's always an answer. There's always an answer. It just comes down to how badly do you want, how patient are you willing to be to find that answer. And I bring this up is because I spent a good day of today's Sabbath, when I should have been preparing for today's episode. I spent most of today trying to figure out why the spreadsheet that I was using to track my credit card expenses, and when I say my credit card expenses, I mean like both posted and pending transactions. Yeah, man. For you financial beginners like me, I don't know, maybe this is a poor people credit card thing there, but when you charge something on your credit card, it doesn't go in your bank statement automatically. Well, it does, but it gets registered as a pending transaction. And then there's a separate list for your posted transaction. Posted means like, yeah, we got our money. Whatever, man. But there's two categories. There's the immediate shit, and then there's the, yeah, we did some reconciliation. We charged them, and boom. Like, it's on your, this is what you owe us. Anyways, right. So I've been using the spreadsheet to track my credit card expenses, especially the pending and the postings, so I could get ahead of it, right? And shit's been, again, I've talked about this in previous episode, but and I recommend it to everyone who's like who like believe, like who've been giving themselves an F in their finances. It's like, just doing that, I'm just learning basic shit and how these motherfuckers hustle you into paying exorbitant fees. Anyways, I spent the entire day trying to figure out why the number showing on my credit card bill and the number showing on my tracking system was off by $1.82. Now, I could have let it go, but I was fucking obsessed because it meant a mistake was being made and I needed to know why. And it turns out sometimes it was a combination of a refund that went through. My tracking system didn't properly track refunds on credit cards. It could handle refunds on my debit card, but on credit card, it's a different story. So, but the reason I was off, it was a combination of, like I said, a refund that was processed. And this is the weird part. When a transaction goes from pending to posted, there's a lot of weird shit that goes on the credit card. Sometimes you'll see the charge show up on your list of posted and your list of pending. It's fucking weird. It's a good reason that I'm using, like, tell you what, if you keep track of your credit card balance, right, you'll notice one day you'll be like, oh shit, I owe less than I thought. And next day, where the fuck did this amount come from? I thought I was being robbed. But no, when it goes from, when it transitions from those two states, weird shit happens. So it's a good thing to keep a handle on it so you know that the credit card's not ripping you off. But I just knew that I was off by $1.82 and I was using the entire day to fucking track that spend. Like, I hate accounting, but I should have been. The way I was going after that $1.82, I felt like Lester Freeman from The Wire trying to find a head case, trying to like, this money's not accounted for. He's embezzling $1.82. Now, it was just I just knew there was an answer. And I finally found it, but it's so complicated that, it's complicated in the sense that I'm still a little confused how I, no, that's not true. Excuse me. This is a randomness about how the answer is out there. I found my answer, and now I'm like finding reason to dismiss that answer. But bottom line, it was a perfect storm of disasters. That's really what it comes down to. That's what I chalked it up to. But what's good is my system still works. If this happens again, I will keep track of it. Well, you know what? I should admit, dude, I did have fun. I mean, it was a frustrating experience, but for me, this shit is like a puzzle. The fact that I was able to do it on an empty stomach tells me that, yeah, I was into it, man. I was into finding that I would call it my passion, but finding answers, finding the answers. That's what I'm all about.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
I was on TikTok this week. I'm on TikTok frequently, but I was on TikTok this week and I came across this content creator and she started out saying that essentially she put out like, I want to be vulnerable on, no. Her whole shit, basically she went on and started to talk, like this was her introduction, about how her parents did her badly. Did her bad. Like she chose to, what's the word? Put out her dirty laundry. To expose her dirty laundry. Now, I'm all about being vulnerable and whatnot. And, you know, fuck how tradition or how people usually do things. Like, I usually support that. But she said in her intro, her purpose was to shame her parents so they'll correct themselves. And my problem with that was, A, what do you mean your parents are on there? And two, shame them, like it's a revenge thing. And I bring it bothered me because it had me thinking of all the times that I've gotten vulnerable on this podcast, just chose to share some personal shit that I felt like would empower someone else. And because she did that, shit made me self-conscious. That it made me insecure, self-conscious and insecure, wondering, okay, is that what I'm doing? Am I shaming? Like, in my mind, I'm thinking I'm being vulnerable. In my mind, I'm saying something that someone else might be, like, it's the kind of stuff that you would use, shame would hide you. The Jay Baldwin saying that goes, if you don't face it, you can't fix it. My purpose is to heal. That's what I'm trying to say. My purpose is to heal and hopefully heal someone else. But the way she went about, like, I'm listening to this lady and I've met people like her who've lived chaotic lives, and they'll just be like, and you know, they're like, yeah, I should write a book, and they'll be like, yes, you got 10 kids there and blah, 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 blah. It's like, it felt more like I was bothered by the fact that she was putting other people's business out there. You know what I mean? I find like it's a gray line. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm being a hypocrite. I don't know if I'm being judgmental, but it all this to say what I'm trying to express is how much what she did bothered me. But why does it bother? And the reason it bothered me is because it had me wondering, am I as guilty as she is? Anyways, it's one of those things to reflect on. I will get back to you. I just needed to put it out there how much. I didn't go in her comment section. I listened for a bit, then I went along. But I was just too bothered by the fact that, oh, your reason for doing this is because you think this will, hurting them, shaming them will bring you healing.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
You make a move on your own. I got ears, General. I hear things. Yeah? What do you hear about Chavilla, the Diaz brothers? What about them?
What about Gaspar Gomez? What is he going to do when you start moving 2,000 keys?
Fuck Gaspar Gomez and fuck the fucking Diaz brothers! Fuck them all! I buried those cockroaches!
Alright. this is one of those, for those of you unaware, this is from the movie Scarface. It's a clip from the movie Scarface. And I know, well, first, let me start by saying, if your name happens to be Gaspar Gomez, or your brothers and your happy you and your siblings last names are Diaz. If you happen to be referred to as the Diaz brothers, no disrespect, I am not talking to you. I mean, how it must feel to have your name like shouted out like that. It's like, wait, what the fuck, Scarface? Wait, what the fuck? Al Pacino? Well, you got it. And whatever, sorry. Reason I'm sharing this is because I know most of you, most people who watch this or who don't enjoy the movie will, or just see this as some dude just cursing out. Cursing, using swear words for no reasons, or Al Pacino just being all angry for no reason. You probably hear curse words. I hear ambition. Ambition. I'm also hearing a message about not allowing fear to keep you in your comfort zone. And that's what he means. When he refers to, when he says, fuck Gaspar Gomez and fuck the Diaz brothers, he said, he's telling his boss, Frank, it's like, well, I'm not letting those motherfuckers keep me in my comfort zone. I'm trying to expand.
Message.
Yeah. I love rewatching these movies while I'm high because I pick up new things. Like, I'm trying to imagine being in his shoes, like showing up to my boss and saying, man, fuck.
Crocker.
I'm sorry. having that much ambition. Granted, it's a fictional character, but yeah, that much ambition. Anyways, that's it for a random thought, gang. Let's jump into final say. Well, first of all, let me wrap up random thought with.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
Right. Like I said, let's jump to final say. And today's final say will be, you know what? Fuck it. I'll summarize when we get to it. So let's jump to final say. Today's feature thought. Yeah, I did say that I was going to talk about how the Artemis splashdown, but really I'm going to talk about the two times this week I found myself thinking about that motherfucker, that cockroach, Charlie Kirk. Okay, here's the first time here's a clip that made me think about him.
You shouldn't be arguing with people who don't read books. Seriously, it's not worth it. Because think about it this way. What is reading? It is willingly accepting a new idea without having the ability to respond, right? You are giving up your ability to respond so that you can absorb an idea as fully as you can. People who don't read, and I really believe this, the reason they don't read is because they can't handle that. They need to have the last word. They need to respond to everything. They need to prove that they're right by default. They're not willing to accept that there are other ideas out there that they need to sit down and listen to. So it's not worth it. Don't argue with these people. If people don't read, don't argue with them.
So that was the first time I listening to this message about not arguing with idiots or people who don't read, had me reminded me of why I hated Charlie Kirk so much. It's because he's the kid who encourages other kids not to read. It's like, man, school is for suckers. Books is for suckers. But the thing, I know he reads. Wait, wait, hold on a second. Did he graduate? Maybe he doesn't read. But my point is, everything he did was all he did was enforcing ignorance. Keeping people stupid. Actually, keeping, I said people, but also, especially white people. It's essentially saying, hey, the worldview your ancestor had was not wrong. It's like, preserve it. Sure, stop calling black people nigger, but come on. Deep inside, we know they're niggers. Right. Oh, by the way, shout out to the content creator. His name is Jimmy Reedsnow. Word? That's an interesting name. Jimmy Reedsnow? That's your name? Oh, that's his name. And he's all about reading books. Interesting. Nerd. All right. Second, while watching the Artemis space mission, well, the conclusion to it, right? I should start out by saying that I was high while watching it. And just to be clear, first of all, let me establish that I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching the splashdown, the final moments of it, the splashdown. Fun fact, I kept referring to it. I was watching it live, but I wanted to get a visual of where the rocket was in space. But I kept Googling Artemis 3 and not 2. Which explains why I couldn't find the fucking information I was looking. Like, I was like giving up on fucking Google here. I'm like, what are you, an idiot? Look, find me the information I want. Anyway, Artemis 2, not 3. Second, Artemis is not the name of the rocket ship. Artemis is the name of the mission. Also, because I was listening to, I like to do that. Again, I do that when I'm high, right? I was confused by the constant reference to integrity. They said integrity, integrity copies, integrity this, integrity that. And at first, it turns out integrity is both the name of the ship, the vehicle they were in, the ship they were in, or the rocket they were in, and mission control. The mission control folks who communicate with them. It's kind of weird. But anyway, whatever, man. I was just fascinated by all that work. But yes, Artemis is the name of the mission, which happened from April 1st, 2026 to April 11th, 2026. Here's the really fun fact in all this. Okay, no, before I get to the fun fact, my last fun fact is... part of my reason, apparently a lot of people were watching it because they were like, yeah, go humanity. Like they looked at it as it was like a big, we are the world moment for them. I didn't see it that way, man. I was looking at the folks working mission control and I was in awe of what they were doing. Like, part of me was like, what the fuck are you? Because one guy was on his phone. I'm like, I know you ain't on Facebook, but whatever, man. But it turns out mission control, like all these areas, everyone has their section and they're all like, most of them are just keeping an eye on. Essentially, everyone is prepared in case shit happens. Like, that's what makes it so, I was just in awe. But the biggest thing too is watching these folks work. And telling myself, today is not the day to fuck up. Like, at my job, if I make a mistake, I get spoken to. I'll probably get written, get slapped on the head. But I'm not going to make, no one's going to know, but I'm not going to make headlines for it. But these guys, you fuck up. You like, yo, I need to go to the washroom. Nigga, we're in the middle of a fucking landing. keep it inside, you know what I mean? People die. Headlines get made. But it's a little contradiction within myself. On one end, I would love the kind of job that matters. Bonus points if it makes headlines. But on the other end, I don't handle fuck ups too well, man. I might cry. I might, like, you know, it's like, stop the fuck out of it. I fucking forgot to carry the wire. Now the shape is exploding. You know what I mean? It's like, I was watching this shit the same way I was watching the last time I was at in Vegas and I was watching Cirque du Soleil, the O show. And the whole time I'm like, oh, this is not the day to fuck up. You guys would ruin my day if you fell. And so that's what this whole splashdown was for me. It was like one big ass acrobatic. In a way, it was, because if you think about it, right, they're, like, in space and, like, in orbit, and then they get out of orbit, they get into Earth's gravity, so they're just dropping. And this shit is like a controlled drop, because they got to enter the atmosphere at the right angle, and or else they'll, you know, they'll be like a pebble on the water, stuff like that. Like, they kept saying, like, okay... I'm trying to remember the question. It was like, one reporter in the previous early when the rocket ship took off, And they was asking, is this the hard part? Would you say this is the hardest part? It's like, nah, nigga, landing is... like, can we say the worst is done? That's what he was asking. It's like, can we tell people that the worst is done? Like, you got them in the air. He's like, nah, man. If you're related to anyone on one of those astronauts, you're not reassured until they land. Until they're on land. Anyway, right. So the landing part was kind of a challenge. So they ran into, anyway, so they had the perfect angle, and then they got a drop, and then the fucking parachutes, there's a lot of parachutes that come down, and then boom, land into the water. I could not do that. I would like, I would not be able to handle that shit. You know, Gravity with Sandra Bullock. Yeah, I enjoyed watching it. But yeah, I think there's a lot of like, she made it look easy. That's my point. She made that shit look, but you know, acting. But yeah, anyways, I enjoyed watching it, the science and everything like that. But I was not one of those people who were like, go humanity. But one part is because, you know, for me, it's, I used to be go humanity. But then Trump got into office, and I'm like, fuck, man. It's like, I have this running joke about that. It's like, when Obama was president, I was convinced. Yes, when Obama was president, I was like, I would have been on the go humanity tip. I would have been like more optimistic about the future. I'm like, it's any time now, we're going to discover space travel. We're gonna figure out this whole speed of light shit and whatever, man. Interstellar space travel. Then Trump shows up and fucking reminds the world that we gotta fucking hold back because a few motherfuckers still are discovering fire. And like, there's still a few like cave people. There's still people like, whoa. I wanna live in this cave. Fuck that. Fuck cook food. What are you talking about? Anyway, so but here's the biggest I didn't know moment of the show. I knew there was a black guy who was one of the astronauts. By the way, the reason I was invested in watching it is because the black dude and the Canadian guy who happens to speak French. Part of how Artemis got on my radar, or one of the headlines I kept seeing, especially in French Canadian media, was like, yeah, they're speaking French in space! And shit like that. Ouais, tabarnak, ouais! Oh, shit. Okay, je pense que c'est faire un épisode en français. Anyway, whatever, we're here, whatever. So yeah, the black guy. I knew it was a black guy, I knew there was a woman, and I knew a white dude, and I knew there was some pissed off white person outside going, fuck this woke shit, what the fuck? But the real biggest I didn't know the black dude was the pilot. Stop laughing. I didn't know he was the pilot. And I think in the state that I was in, I would have freaked out even more watching it, going, wow, dude, this is not the day to fuck up. Put it GPS. Let me be fair, right? I'm thinking of a thought that I had this week. I was, I can't remember what it was, but I was stressing myself out over making a mistake, getting something wrong at work. And I had this thought, I'm like, wait a minute. Why am I creating all this pressure? Because I was worried it was going to be taken as, see, fucking niggers. See, fuck it, we give him a chance. Fucking DEI, look at him, he's fuck. Like, you know, I, during my days in comedy, this was really enlightened, right? During my day in comedy, I was in a comedy club, and one of my homegirls was on stage. Excuse comedian. She was on stage, and she was having a bad set. I didn't think nothing of it because every comic, anyone who's used to it, have bad sets. You don't always get them. It happens. I think my theory is the difference between a comedian and a funny person is the comedian comes back after they've bombed. Funny person, well, oh, my feelings hurt, whatever, right? But okay, but comedians have bad sets. Matter of fact, I remember the first time I bombed and I was so ashamed, and I was expected to be laughed at. But I was so shocked at, one, the support I got from other comics, even folks who didn't even know me, because they knew I was new. And two, how they was like, dude, it's part of the game, man. It happens. On first date. But anyways, my point is, she was having a bad set. And then there was this white dude comedian who was near me, and he goes, because she's having a bad set, she goes, ha, 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 women comics. Female comic, ha, ha. But he looks at me, female comic. Like it felt like, kind of like those hockey players, you know, we're going to have to invite the, but in that moment, well, first of all, him doing that was kind of clever, because if I called him out on it, he'd be like, no, bro, I wasn't making fun of women. No, I'm just mean. I'm making fun of the idea of, basically, he did it in a way that he's protected from if I called him on it. It'd be like, no, I didn't mean it like that. Problem for him is, he is the kind of asshole who would who would say stupid shit like that. See, female comics, whatever, man. He's one of those he's a mediocre type comedian who would say stupid shit like that. But I remember in that moment thinking how hard it is for my female counterparts when it comes to comedy. Because when a man has a bad set, it's a bad set. A woman has a bad set, all women suck. Women aren't funny. So I'm thinking about, I was thinking of the pressure I was putting on myself. I make a mistake at work, and for me, I'm worried about niggers. Oh, fucking. It's like I've dedicated my life to not giving white people a reason to call me nigger. You know what I mean? Like, I made it my responsibility for them to not be racist against me. And I'm thinking of, look, when Trump is out there acting a fool, doing dumb shit, this is a lesson learned, black people. White people are out there going, I'm ashamed to be white. No, they're like, nah, he's a fuck up. It's like they don't take responsibilities for his failures. But black people, we do. So had he made a mistake, any mistake that any pilot would have made, I mean, God forbid, but had it happened, it would have been like, see, fucking Charlie Kirk was right. You know what I mean? Maybe we should honor him. But he didn't. It worked that well. So I just want to take the time to say, I remember thinking about, man, I'm glad he's dead. I'm fucking glad he's dead, because I didn't want to hear his fucking voice. It's, you know, I'm sure there was a lot of white racists out there going, oh, come on, fuck up, please, come on. Let me complain about DEI. But you know what? Shout out to NASA, man. I like how they had, they went with the crew that they had. They went with some diversity. I guess I should read up what everyone does, but I know Reed Wiseman was the captain. Mm-hmm. The white man was the captain. Victor Glover, the black dude. Now, I'm a little bothered at the fact that he's on this I don't see race shit. I mean, by my standards, remember, my name is B Black. Yeah, no, you know what? Okay, let me just give him his props. All right, okay. Victor Glover Jr. Okay, Christina Koch and Jeremy Henson. Look at that, see? Yeah, he's from London, Ontario, the same province I'm from, London. Never been to London, but apparently he speaks French. I've never heard him speak French, but anyway, look, man, French Canadians are like, blah, 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 we in this bitch. We've been to space, because he went to space. We've all been to space. E.T. spoke our language. Anyway, yeah, so, yeah, no, anyways, all this to say that I did enjoy watching it, but I didn't get that sense of we did it. You know why? It's because I think I would have a we did a humanity if we did shit like solve poverty. If we got fucking, if Israel would be like, you know what? We're as bad as the Nazis were. Or, you know what? If they were able to work out a solution, a win-win solution, that would be human progress. Fuck flying cars, fuck space travel, fuck, like, you know, how about we, like, kill racism, sexism? Like, you know what? Racism is so complicated to fix because it requires white people to do the work. Same for sexism, patriarchy. As a man, I know I'm benefiting from I'm benefiting from sexism. I'm not happy about it, but I know that's this game is all fucked up. Women could talk or could talk as much as they till they're blue about, hey, sexism is bad, and all I can do is, like, the conversation I need to have with another man to get him to understand feminism. To me, it feels like I'm better off flying to the moon. Flying to the moon is way simpler than having to explain to a motherfucker who doesn't understand empathy, or who believes that it's a zero-sum game. Wait, hold on a second. If she wins, I lose. Fuck that. I would love to live in a world where humanity was cool, but I'm a dreamer. I'm a fucking dreamer. Reach for the skies. I don't know what I'm talking. Okay, just real quick. The reason why I shared two things. The reason why one of the quotables was Elvis was a hero to most is because if I was a DJ, I'd make, you know, I'd remix that shit to Charlie Kirk was a hero to most. How does it go again? Yeah, man. Motherfuck him and John Wayne. I'm tempted to make the title either like motherfuck him and John Wayne or something like that. Or I was also thinking, or maybe I was thinking about how fuck Charlie Kirk and fuck John Wayne. Fuck them all. I bury those cockroaches. I was thinking of maybe making the title. But I just knew that I needed to talk about the Artemis mission and punk ass Charlie Kirk. Oh, for those who don't know, he's the same guy who said that when I see a black pilot, my first thought is, I hope he's qualified. But the thing is, there are black people who believe that too. And it's not just hope he's qualified. No, what they really, it's not, we know he's qualified. We know they are qualified. What we're worried is, please don't let this be the day you make that mistake. That one in a million odds mistake. Please don't be the day that, like, that worry. it's one thing to have confidence in them, but it's also, how will you react when shit goes bad? Is it going to be like, oh, we all failed as a nation? Because you know white people are thinking it. And then, yeah. I should shout out the 3GO podcast, because that Charlie Kirk thinking came to me while, Randolph, co-host, and Andy were having a conversation about it. And it was interesting how Andy, the white guy, I'm going to say because he's the white guy. He was like, yo, this was like, had a deep meaning for it. And then Randolph was like, man, fuck the space travel. And I was able to, he wasn't saying fuck it, but he wasn't able to share his sentiment. And I felt like I was a little of both of these two. So that's why a little both of these two. Anyways, all right, okay. I did enough yapping. I'm going to conclude today's episode and say I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it or thinking about coming up with it. I make sure I said everything I needed to say. Yes. Website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Before I end this show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue.
Who's that blue? Who's that blue?
I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. I also represent and hold it down for black folks who said yes when they heard Big Rube on that famous first album by Outkast ask the question,
are you an outcast?
This episode was rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be that with Whitey, then fuck you too. Oh, forgot to mention that if you plan on writing in, shut up podcast at 411@gmail.com. And if you plan on like complaining about something I talked about, how I said it, or the topics I picked, I need to remind you that it's my goddamn podcast. I might make in my auto reply. It's my goddamn podcast. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace. I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black.
I am your king now!